Ryan Gosling returns in another movie star role with The Fall Guy. Let's review it. The Fall Guy was directed by David Leitch and stars Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Hannah Waddingham, Winston Duke, and Stephanie Hsu. Fresh off an almost career-ending accident, stuntman Colt Sievers has to track down a missing movie star, solve a conspiracy, and try to win back the love of his life while still doing his day job, being a stuntman. Hey everyone, welcome back to Movie Morning, and one of my most anticipated movies of the entire year, easily in my top 10, and easily one of my most anticipated movies of the summer, The Fall Guy, directed by David Leitch, like I just explained, has hit theaters where I live a week earlier than those of you all in the US, which is most of you listening, but that was so exciting to me. It's like, I knew I could get this review out, I could see the movie for everybody, and try to let you know about a movie that was hopefully gonna be awesome, so that this movie does really well opening weekend. Now, when it comes to David Leitch's films so far, I really enjoyed all of the ones I've seen, and I believe that all of his directed films, like the first John Wick, which he co-directed but didn't really get credit for, was obviously great. I really enjoyed Bullet Train, Deadpool 2, Hobbs and Shaw, and whatever else he's done. I can't remember the other one or two that he's done. And I think he makes consistently solid movies. That being said, when his name was brought about, for example, with Jurassic Park, I wasn't really a huge fan of that because I feel like he makes very kind of movies that just kind of hit the double. They don't really go that extra mile, and they never really resonate with me much deeper than that was fun, but I never really have any desire to rewatch any of them. Maybe with the exception of Deadpool 2, but that is a comic book movie, so that's going to obviously, and it's a sequel to Deadpool, which I love, so I'm probably more likely going to rewatch something like that. But The Fall Guy sounded like the perfect thing for him to do. Work with a movie star, arguably my favorite of this generation, with Ryan Gosling, who, with every role he's getting now, whether that's Barbie, this, and something the past couple of years like First Man, he is just going in a direction with his career that is so exciting, where he can play dramatic roles. I think he's a future Oscar winner without question, and at the same time, he is killing it with these very fun, charismatic, movie star-like performances. And from the trailer, this movie being literally set on a movie set about a stuntman, being a love letter to filmmaking and everything like that, this movie seemed like it was going to be primed and right up my alley. And I am very, very, very happy to say that I think The Fall Guy is, cutting right to the chase, the most pure, unadulterated fun I've had at a movie this year. I talked about this with Abigail a bit last week, about sometimes you just need a movie to hit exactly the marks it's going for. And if it's a movie that's aimed for you, you're just going to absolutely love your time with it. And that was the case for me with The Fall Guy. This movie is extremely simple. It knows what it is. It is very self-aware. It's not trying to win an Oscar, but it is so entertaining, and it delivers exactly what its target audience wants out of this movie. And I think this is one of those movies that truly is made for everybody. I think everybody could get something out of this movie. There's humor, there's epic action, stunts, charismatic movie star, a romance, a heart, and at all at the same time, it's a love letter to filmmaking, stuntmen, and all the people who work behind the scenes to get these things to us. And all of that just puts it in a package that was made for me, film lovers, and even casual moviegoers. I think so many people are going to go out to see this movie, whether that's 2 or 3 weeks after it comes out. Although I'm going to make the case why you should be going to see it as soon as possible and showing the studio that you want to see more movies like this and just have a blast with it. I think you could go watch this movie with anyone. If you're listening to this, take anyone you want to go see this, and they're going to have an absolute blast no matter what. This movie is made for the general audience. It is not targeting a very niche demographic, and it's all about entertaining as many people as possible while still giving film fans and people like me more to appreciate underneath in terms of how it was put together. And I think this is without question David Leitch's best movie so far, and the first one that I felt an urgent desire to go back in the theater to see again. And the first great thing about this movie is that it gives credit and showcases the unsung heroes of so many of these action films in Hollywood. And that is the stunt teams and the people who are pulling off these epic set pieces, risking their lives with their courageous, selfless acts to entertain the hell out of the audience. And this movie finally does that. And David Leitch, being a former stuntman and then directing this film, it feels like it's a full circle moment for him, but also the magnum opus when it comes to his directed film so far. Like, this movie set a world record for the most canon roles with 8.5, and that is pretty much just car flips off an explosion. And being a stuntman, I'm sure David Leitch had a big part into how they broke that record, at least for a movie, I think. And it looks awesome. The stunts are amazing. And even just how the way the movie sets were shot to kind of showcase different departments, like the costume department, the art department, the VFX department, and at the same time, we have the editing department. I just love movies about movies. And I think this movie does that without ever leaning into being pretentious or like Hollywood patting itself on the back. It has fun with all of it. And at the same time, it celebrates stuntmen and the people who pull off these amazing stunts that you see. And being a Hollywood film, obviously, it's a little glamorized, but all of it is so entertaining. Like, there's wonders in this movie to kind of showcase the chaos, yet the magic that can ensue when you're making a movie. And it's all an absolute blast. It is played up, obviously, to be extra entertaining. And the practical effects on this movie are great. And it's so good that a movie that is made to celebrate practical effects utilizes practical effects itself. And it is awesome. And speaking on that, the action sequences in this film are absolutely terrific. David Leitch and his crew did a damn good job pulling off some of these great action sequences. There are some really unique ones. There's a really cool truck chase in this movie. It's unlike one I've ever seen. There's something involving a character fighting on a moving kind of part of a vehicle that's fallen off, that where it's kind of spinning around while the camera stays in one position, and it looks absolutely incredible. The boat chase is tons of fun. A bit of a, I thought, a bit of a homage to Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade with the boat chase, and I believe it was Venice. And that's one of my favorite action scenes of all time, probably in my top 10. And this movie, while it doesn't quite match that, you can tell that was kind of what they're going for. I just wish it wasn't set at night, because a lot of the best moments in it involve a lot of spectral highlights, not so much the stunts. And I love how they're edited with other scenes to kind of show what everyone else is doing while Ryan Gosling is on these crazy adventures and really crazy episodic missions, and to try and also involve Emily Blunt's character and kind of to show the stakes, what other characters know about what Colt is doing while he's trying to kind of solve this murder mystery. And I love the way that was put together. And the third act of this movie in particular is like my dream action sequence. It's everything I've ever wanted to make if I ever got to make an action movie. And that is set an action movie climax on a film set. And this movie does it. The cameras, the vehicles with the cranes and the real stunts, things exploding, but in kind of the correct recreation way, not actually things exploding while they're fighting on a movie set. It looked beautiful. I love the way it was shot. Again, they shot this out in Australia on location. And just the fact that they had a movie set for a movie that in the plot had a movie set, that was such a cool dynamic. And it makes for such an entertaining meta and just very unique third act that I thought was like the best part of the movie. And it's good because that's what the movie is leaving you on. And without saying too much more, Jean-Claude. If you've seen the movie, you obviously know what I'm talking about, but if you just hear the name Jean-Claude, you have a very clear idea of what you're thinking about in terms of action. And this movie utilizes that name in a way that I never would have expected, but never would have guessed it would have worked as well as it did. And I actually wish, if anything, that some of the action sequences honestly could have been a little longer. But why those action sequences are so engaging, entertaining, is that the characters are an absolute blast, and you just love them right off the bat. Ryan Gosling is clearly in his kind of lighthearted movie star phase of his career with Ken in Barbie and now this film and whatever he has next, which I'm not really sure what he's doing next. But he is just having a blast, and every single line is delivered like only a true movie star can, and someone as much of a comedic genius as Ryan Gosling. And I've said this before, Ryan Gosling, I honestly think, is the funniest movie star that we have. And again, some people wouldn't call him that. I feel like he just gives off that presence. He's not necessarily a big box office draw yet, but he's always been one of my favorite actors. And in this movie, he is able to sell so much goofy and silly dialogue that on paper I think sounds pretty bad and really dumb plot points. But that's all because he's so likable and his character, Colt Seavers, is so lovable. He's so relatable in his own weird way, being a stuntman, and at the same time heroic. And you can tell he has such a moral compass, but at the same time he's just trying to have fun on this movie set. He's, meeting the girl he likes on every single day of work. And the character is just so relatable. He's so much fun. And you can see exactly throughout the movie what his demons are, what his insecurities are. But at the same time, again, he's so likable. He's so charming. And again, Ryan Gosling's comedic timing is just so on point that any scene involving him doing any physical comedy or him playing off another character, you would just never get bored of seeing that. And while I wouldn't say this movie is quite as funny as some of his other comedies he's done, like I don't think this movie humor-wise quite lives up to The Nice Guys, but that is an R-rated movie. It's able to get away with a lot more, and it's him playing off of the very deadpan Russell Crowe, so it leads to a lot more entertaining and bizarre humorous moments that are so funny. By the way, The Nice Guys is the best modern comedy, and I will die on a hill with that opinion until more people go see it and we get a sequel, because that is one of my most anticipated, or that not anticipated because it's not happening, but most wanted movie sequels of all time. Anyways, the humor is quick and sharp. It's not, I would say, all the time out loud funny, but it's very, it consistently gets a chuckle out of you. I don't know, chuckle out of you, and it's pretty, I would say, on the mark with consistently doing that, even if you're not always like laughing out loud and just belly laughing the entire movie. And I will say Gosling's chemistry with Emily Blunt is great. I'm pretty sensitive to romances in action films or sci-fi films or anything like that, but in this movie, the rom-com aspect is surprisingly the heart of this movie. And based off the trailers, I thought they were kind of overplaying that part of the movie. That they are, they're actually not. They have a lot of scenes together throughout the movie. I thought Ryan Gosling would just go off on this adventure, and Emily Blunt would maybe be at the beginning end of this movie. That's not the case at all. And the missions in this movie are kind of designed to be a little episodic and allow these kind of fun chunks to happen, whether that's Gosling visiting Aaron Taylor Johnson's character, Tom Ryder, his apartment, and then later there's a boat chase. And there's meant to be these few memorable action scenes split up by scenes that still have Ryan Gosling doing his day job. And because of that, you get a lot of them together, and they are very entertaining, and their romance is so likable, and you're totally sold on rooting for them to be together by the back half. And that's not something I commonly say in an action movie that has a very prominent romance at its center. But when it comes to this movie, it is the crux that makes everything work. And you know, I'm not afraid to admit, I even think the dumb murder mystery plot can be tons of fun when it's trying to be. Now, here's the thing. I think that the plot of this movie is extremely stupid, and I'll get into that a bit later. But this kind of dumb murder mystery is a plot, is a kind of silly plot that I enjoy. It has these, again, episodic sequences that add to the overly silly and over-the-top layers of this mystery in terms of what happened to Tom Ryder, his previous stuntman, what happened when Ryan Gosling got injured or Colt got injured. But it's so self-aware of the kind of movie it is that it never takes any of it too seriously. But at the same time, I don't think it ever compromises some of the more hefty moments with too much excess humor, like say a lot of MCU movies do. And it allows, and the plot allows for the most fun sequences possible to happen. And I hate it when people kind of dog the word fun and kind of complain about how, you know, whenever you say a movie's fun, it's just a way of saying that movie has no substance, but you know, it's superficially entertaining, but you're gonna forget in a week. I don't like the inter that interpretation of the word fun. But this movie has a weak plot. It could have had a better plot, but it's a plot that's silly enough and not serious enough to where all of the gaping holes in it, which there are a ton, make for the most fun sequences. Personally, for me, I think it's okay because it puts the characters in a situation where it's either there's high stakes, but you're just having a blast watching them try to figure out a way to get out of it. And the ending of this movie, even though it gets so convoluted with kind of the murder mystery, what's going on, who's getting framed, it allows for a third act that has some pretty unique moments involving, without saying too much, a character having to give a bit of a confession. And I just love the way they handled it. And the scene and what happens between these two characters in the car, extremely entertaining and very funny. And I'll end off with this. In terms of the positives, this movie isn't just a love letter to stuntmen. This movie is a movie lover's dream in general. And the third act, again, is something I've always wanted to see, the kind of action scene. But at the same time, this whole movie is just movie trivia. Like, there's references, without saying too much, to some of my favorite movies of all time, like Rocky. And then there's other references to some very underrated action films. One in particular starring Harrison Ford from the 90s, that as soon as it was referenced, I was very happy because it's one of my favorite movies ever, and not enough people talk about it. And it's one of my favorite moments in the movie, and I'm not going to spoil it, but you'll know what I'm talking about as soon as you hear it. And it involves, without saying too much, Ryan Gosling and Winston Duke. And it's great. And there are so many incredible subtle references to past action films, particularly again from the 80s and 90s, which is where David Leitch, I think, started to probably get into wanting being a stuntman. At the same time, that's probably close, not too far before he started working in this industry as one. I believe he was formerly Brad Pitt's stuntman, which is why, you know, Bullet Train was able to happen. And the characters just talk like a lot of film fans do, and that's like they talk using movie quotes, and it's just such a blast. And this is a movie about movies and movie making, and while still being a fun murder mystery and still having the action, still having the comedy, still having the romance, and without being pretentious, it's able to be have fun with the fact that David Leitcher is celebrating, you know, his beloved stunt community, but also just fully making and having fun with how their perception is, but also at the same time fighting to get them more recognition. And I think he did found such a fine line that he was able to balance in terms of, you know, absolutely showing how stuntmen and people are kind of ignored in Hollywood in terms of they don't have an Oscars category, which is one of the dumbest things that exists on this earth, but at the same time showcase all their hard work. And the movie set scenes again are unbelievably entertaining. And speaking of the stunt work, without saying too much, the end credits on this movie are absolutely incredible. And it was such a beautiful idea what they do, especially as someone who eats up behind the scenes videos, especially from big action movies where they're practical effects, and you can kind of see how what they're doing behind the scenes. Just, I'm not going to say exactly what happens, but stick through the entire credits, at least until the mid-credit scene, because they have a way of showcasing kind of what these incredible people actually do behind the scenes, and it is so cool to see. So make sure to stay for that. And on that, I feel like this is the kind of movie, whether that's because it's set on a movie set, it's about a stuntman, it has a director in it, that's going to get people interested in filmmaking. And that might be someone who's super young, like 10 years old, who watches this movie, sees the behind the film set and thinks, I think I can do that, and wants to become a director or an actor or a stuntman. Or again, just someone who loves action movies in general, like myself, and kind of wanted to go on talking about these movies. And just like Colt says to Jody, who's Emily Blunt's character in the movie, he says a line along the lines of, your movie is going to want to make people want to make movies. And I feel like this movie is going to do the same for people in real life. And I feel like that's the kind of movie that it's still important for studios to put out, even though it can sometimes feel like Hollywood patting itself on the back. This movie doesn't have that. This movie is a classic feel-good blockbuster that feels like it was made in a different era and is just perfect to kick off the summer movie season. And it does everything else I just said along with it. The 2 hours of this movie feel like 15 minutes. They fly by so fast. And this movie is just an example of just the ultimate escapist entertainment. If you want to have fun, go watch this movie. And it's not like Abigail last week when I talked about how that movie was aimed at people who like vampire films or whatever. This movie is truly made to please as many people as possible, and it does it all extremely well. Now, I will get into some minor criticisms. This movie's not perfect by any means. Again, it's not trying to win any Oscars. It's not, you know, a film that's going to have the most important message you've heard this year. It doesn't break new ground for the genre like something like Dune Part 2. But it does so much so well. And I've gone through all of that here, and I've raved for like 15 minutes now. But just to quickly give a few quick criticisms, I'm going to do a speed run of these because I really don't think they affected my experience much. I think the biggest thing for me was that I felt like the middle section, where we get so involved with this mystery and we're kind of missing Colt and Jody's dynamic, and we're just getting kind of him on the individual adventures with other characters who aren't quite as interesting, I think that maybe that could have been tightened up a bit. I think it leans a little too far into the plot. And I think, like a lot of David Leitch's other films, once we do that and once we get to the back half, like I felt this with Bullet Train so much, it just becomes so convoluted for absolutely no reason. And I know Bullet Train in particular was kind of trying to take inspiration from Guy Ritchie films and something like Smoke and Aces. This movie, it doesn't quite go that hard into like the very overly unnecessarily and silly convoluted plot, but I still think it leaned a little too hard into focusing on it in the middle of this movie. And speaking on that, the reason why I think that's a bit of an issue is that the plot is devoid of almost all logic. And certain plot beats clearly don't add up when you start thinking about it for more than a couple of seconds. But honestly, again, when it comes to this kind of movie, if you ask me, who cares? It doesn't really matter. And lastly, to kind of end this, I think some of the editing was maybe a little frenetic for my taste. I think this was much more of a problem in the dialogue scenes, but I did feel like a lot of the scenes where, Ryan Gosling's riffing off another character, where I kind of just like the camera to focus on giving the actors a blank check to have fun. I feel like sometimes the editing would cut around too much. There would be a few too many cuts. That's, again, a very minor criticism. I had an absolute blast with this movie, and it, as someone who's very much the target audience for a movie like this, it put such a big smile on my face, and like I said, it is the most fun I've had in a movie this year. The Fall Guy is an immensely entertaining blast that's gonna give fans of action films, David Leitch, Ryan Gosling, everything they could possibly want. This film is, again, the most fun I've had in a movie this year. I had a blast with it. The action's awesome. It's a celebration of stuntmen, filmmaking. It's made for people like me. It has an incredible third act. It's very funny. The chemistry between Gosling and Blunt is on point. A few things could have been cleaned up. I think Dave Leitch does a few things about his movies, like and the overly convoluted second half, that I think could be tightened up. But at the same time, I don't think it's going to affect your experience much at all, in terms of, except for those individual moments where we're kind of missing certain characters. I'm going to give The Fall Guy an A-. And this is a movie that I highly recommend you go see opening weekend in theaters. Give this movie a great opening weekend, especially out in the US. I think it's gonna have a really solid one internationally in terms of where I live, because of the fact that, again, it's a movie that's designed to entertain as many people as possible, and it does a damn good job of doing that over the course of 2 very quick hours. So this is a movie that I'm gonna be rooting for this summer to do well. I cannot wait to hopefully see more from this world and get more of Colt Seavers and Jody and whatever their crazy adventure they're going to be on next. I feel like we could be seeing the beginnings of another great action movie franchise from 87 North. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, I will catch you all next time. Bye-bye.